Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes? All day. This episode, we discuss, I didn't see a ghost, my daughter did.
Where'd she see it?
In the bathtub.
What the fuck?
It wasn't in the bathtub.
Oh, okay.
She was in the bathtub. But it was still watching.
With piercing eyes?
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't see it. She saw it. She said she saw it. I told it to go away. We're going to talk about that. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is J&T Unsolved. All right, so you remember a couple episodes back, maybe like five, I was talking about a ghost.
Correct.
The only time I say I ever saw a ghost. So I don't think I've told you about this one. I was giving my daughter a bath. And her favorite word is spooky. So when she said this, I didn't really think anything of it. Like if the room's dark, she'll say, ah, it's spooky. So she won't go down there. So if I want her to leave a room, I'll turn the lights off and I'll say it's spooky. And she'll like literally run away. Like she'll scurry out of the room. So when she specifically said this one during this incident, didn't think anything of it, but it kind of made me uncomfortable. So I'm giving her a bath. And she looks up behind me. Like I'm sitting next to her. So she looks up above me and she says, that's spooky. It was kind of weird that she said that. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Was she like staring behind you?
Well, she didn't even look at it long. Like, it was like a glance up, maybe a half second. And she said, that's spooky. So I looked up and there was nothing there. So just out of like precaution, because I'm not very superstitious. So like I won't walk under ladders, but I don't believe it's bad luck. I just looked up in the direction and I said, go away. And when it got weird was when she immediately said, okay, gone now. That's when it bothered me the most. But I didn't really know what to think. So we're supposed to have some medium come to the house. But I kind of...
A medium?
Yeah. Like somebody to like...
Like someone that communicates with the dead?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, that's what we're going to do. Don't judge me. Things have gotten weird. There's more. So when she said this, I kind of just blew it off as like imagination because kids are like that. And you read all these stories about how kids see ghosts in various houses. I don't think anybody's ever died in my house. A Christian family used to live in the house, so nothing crazy should have happened. Like there was
should
no like
have.
Seances. I hope not. I hope the preacher's children weren't just like doing weird cultish things.
That would be fucking amazing.
That would suck. Let me tell you,
that would suck for you. Do you want to whip out the Ouija board?
No, definitely not. So when it got more real, it was about four nights ago. We're sitting on the couch watching TV, me and Nicole. Emmeline's already in bed. And ankle cracking has a specific sound. Like
yeah.
You can take a step. It's a specific sound that an ankle sounds like. I heard that sound, and I immediately heard a cabinet door close. We both looked at each other because all the cabinets were supposed to be closed. And the dog was staring into the kitchen. I didn't want to walk into the kitchen, but I did.
Is it like one of the like hair like raised on their back?
The moment I step, oh, well, Juju?
Yeah.
I didn't really pay attention to her back. That has happened before. We'll circle to that in a minute. That has definitely happened before, but in my other house. And I've never really talked about it. I walked into the kitchen, and you know how they say if you're in the presence of a spirit, your hairs stand up?
Yeah.
Immediately felt like the kitchen was 14 degrees. I was cold as fuck.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yes.
I'm staying the night.
You're weird. And I couldn't find any cabinets that... I found one cabinet that kind of sounded like the cabinet, but it should have already been closed because we always keep it closed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to chalk it up as the AC cut on. It was a little bit open. It might have just like shuttered it to close.
Yeah.
But the fact that when I walked into the kitchen, it felt so cold and like I was genuinely scared, freaked me out. So we have somebody she's not like, I guess I'm medium. But she does, like, cleanse homes and stuff. She's real good friends with us. She's a Wiccan. Like, she's one I've brought up before.
Oh, okay.
And so she's like, I just don't want her to come in the house and find something. You know, I don't want her to be like, Beelzebub is in here.
Can
like,
we record it?
We can record it. But if she says Beelzebub, I'm out.
That's Beelzebub?
That's the devil. I'm gone. I don't want to be a part of that.
So, like, can we... I don't want to live stream it, but can we like bring all of our equipment and just record her like cleansing your house and stuff?
We totally can.
Oh, yes.
My neighbor's got a, it could be the city. I'm not going to lie. Cause my neighbor's got a dang old doorbell camera. Everybody does. And, when he recorded the other night, he's pretty much my Halloween decoration rival. So like, we're just like trying to one up each other. He got a 12-foot skeleton. He won this year. I can't beat that.
Those are expensive as fuck.
Yes. He tried to buy two, but there's a limit of one.
I could see that.
I didn't know you could even try to buy two. Who would want to buy two?
Aren't they like $500?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, he's an idiot. Dude.
He shared his video on his doorbell camera, and he had little orbs, and a lot of people in the comments were like, "It's just a moth." They were really slow moving orbs. They were perfectly circular, and they just kind of moved from left to right.
Mm-hmm.
But they never did like do like weird dumb shit. So if it's the town or like the neighborhood, if we're on a burial ground, I'm gonna be upset.
Can you get the plot plans and stuff from City Hall?
Pretty sure. They got like
everything.
I'd get
the history of that plot.
Watch me find something wild. Dude, I'm gonna have to sell my house.
We'll do a whole story on it.
I'm gonna have to sell my house for a loss because I just bought it for a high. So that's not good for me. That's terrible.
Yeah, you bought at the wrong time.
Actually,
you sold at the right time.
Well, if you sell, you gotta buy.
Yeah.
I'm not living on the street.
I get an apartment. Just fuck with you.
I lived in an apartment. It's a waste of money.
I fucking hate apartments.
Sucks. It sucks balls. Oh, so you asked about the dog's hair standing up.
Yeah.
At my old house, it was built in 2004. Nothing ever happened there either. It was on the boondocks. And there was a few times that some weird things would happen. Ghosts are supposed to drain batteries. And we have this, what's it called? Our thermostat for our AC unit. Plugs into the wall, so it runs off the wall.
Yeah.
The batteries are for backup. When they first installed it, because it was for like, it was our smart thermostat. We can adjust it with our phones and stuff. When they first installed it, it worked great. Batteries never died. It always seemed to work fine. And usually like on your thermostat, even though it's supposed to be backup batteries, you know, just like a smoke detector, sometimes the battery would just die like after about a year. 6 months into it, the battery died. Didn't really think anything of it. So I replaced the batteries. The following week, it said the batteries were dead again, so I replaced the batteries. And it was like for 4 months, I was replacing the batteries either once every week or 5 days, and I had to replace them because if I didn't, I couldn't adjust it on my phone, and it was really fucking annoying. I never really thought anything of it. I thought it was just loose connection, so it was running off battery and whatnot. And the people that installed it said that that should have never even been happening. So after the dog saw what the dog saw, I started to think that maybe there was something draining our batteries. So we're sitting on the couch, and if you sit on the couch and you look forward, you would see the kitchen. But if you sit on the other side of the couch and you look forward, the kitchen's on your right and the TV's on your front. So I'm on the side that's looking at this at the kitchen, and my dog's asleep. She just looks up for no reason. Like, she just raises her head up really fast, and her hair does stand up on the back like she's about to attack something. And I shit you not, she followed her head from the right to the left, and there was nothing in the house. And so I went and turned on all the lights because I was freaked the fuck out. Shortly after that, the battery stopped dying, which I thought was fucking crazy. And then right before we moved, they started dying a shitload again. So I was just replacing AA batteries all the time. And nothing ever touched us. Emily never saw anything. But the batteries in that thing died all the fucking time. And I was always replacing the batteries in our thermostats. So
is there anything else going on at your
There
house?
Was something else that happened at the old house too. And I will never, ever be able to justify this. I'll never be able to debunk it. Blows my fucking mind. You can debunk batteries as loose connections, so the batteries are draining. You can debunk hearing things,
yeah,
cabinets,
or something's not working correctly.
You can debunk anything in the world. This one specific, I cannot debunk. I ran over my car keys with my lawnmower.
And say what?
And I cannot debunk this. See, what had happened...
How did you run over your car keys with the lawnmower? Were they just out in the yard?
Yeah.
Like, did you drop them in the yard?
They weren't where I dropped them, if I dropped them. So the weird thing is when I would leave work, I got a push-to-start car is what I had. So I'd leave work, I'd put my lunchbox, my wallet, my keys, my phone in the passenger seat. That was my routine. I cranked the car up, drive home. I reach over, grab all my stuff, open my door, I get out. To that day, I cranked the car up, I drove home. I got to the house. I turned the car off. I went to grab all my stuff. I found my wallet, my phone, my lunchbox. My keys were gone. So I went to try to crank my car again, and it would not start, which means your keys are not in your car. So I'm at this point, I'm freaking out because I think I left my keys at work. Like, I dropped them in the, like, as I was sitting, getting in the car, I dropped them, and then I drove away. Could have either ran over them, somebody saw them, whatever. So I get out, and I go to the other side. I'm trying to find my keys. I can't find my keys. The way I park was behind the house. The driveway goes from the right side of the house to the rear of the house. I never go in the front yard. That's where my keys were at. I didn't go there. So I go up, and I go to the back door, and I walk inside, and I tell Nicole I can't find my keys, and I lose everything, so she just chalks it up as to me being stupid. And she goes outside, and she can't find my keys, so we get in her car. My car still won't start, so it means my keys are not in my car. We get in her car, and I drive all the way to my work. I get out where I parked. No keys. Come all the way home. I walk around the car. I'm kicking the grass. There's no fucking keys. At this point, I'm pissed. So I have to get my other key out of the bedroom. Put it in the car. Car cranks. So that means the key's not in the car, and I don't know where the fuck key went. For 4 days, I look for this keys. Couldn't find the fucking keys. On Saturday, I go out, and I'm cutting my grass. I parked on the left, on the right side of the house, on the driveway. So if I dropped my keys, I would have seen my keys. I ran over my car keys on the left side of the house, like 400 fucking feet away, by a tree. And I don't know how they fucking got there. And it pissed me off because it's a $300 key. But
I was one that has the, like, special chip.
I cannot debunk how my keys ended up all the way on that side of the house. They're not near the front door. They weren't near anywhere I walk. Somebody at work was like, a pigeon picked it up. I'm like, that's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard in my entire life. A bird picked up my keys and dropped them in my yard again. Oh, man. That's stupid. It's been maybe 5 years and I still can't figure out how that happened. Man. But yeah, I was just cruising on a lawnmower and go boom, and this shit flies everywhere. And I look around and it's all of my keys, my locks, key to my house.
Did you have to replace that $300 key?
I didn't. I never did. I ended up totaling the car.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So nobody ever needed that key ever again. But yeah, I know I said like a long time ago I've only ever seen one ghost, but I have had those weird things happen that I can't explain. I wish I knew, because I wanted my fucking key back. I got a vendetta with, like, a spirit.
Ghost hunter bullshit at your house?
My new one?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I don't want to, like, stir something up.
We ain't got to stir. We ain't got to do a seance or anything.
I know, but say it's a bad spirit and you piss it off. And he invites all of his other spirit friends. And then out of 16 bad spirits, maybe a good one who's, like, trying to calm the situation.
You need some sage?
I told Nicole we're going to hang a cross by the front and back door, and we are going to get some sage.
Y'all want some? We got plenty.
Yeah, but don't you have to, like, do it in a specific way? You can't just light it and hold it. You got to do something, don't you? Like, don't you have to, like, scratch your head, rub your butt, tickle your feet?
We'll look before you. It's got to be one of those 8 books up there.
I want to wait until the lady goes through our house, see what happens then. Because I really don't want to say the wrong thing.
I really just want to come record it.
I've been too scared to take photos because I'm afraid I'm going to see something in the background.
Can we do that before the meeting gets
started? I can totally do that. Like, you can come over one weekend and we can do that.
I'm down. We can do the podcast over there.
We can't.
Why?
My daughter's asleep.
Oh, we can do it earlier in the
day. We can do that.
We can start it, like, start the video over there, and then we can come back here and finish it that night.
Let me tell you, if you piss off this spirit, I'm going to send him over here.
That's fine.
I'm going to write your address down on, like, 15 sheets of paper so he sees it.
That's fine.
Guaranteed he sees it. I'll draw a map. I'll tell him not to go in the water. Bypass the water.
I think we can handle it. I'm just not going to play with a Ouija board.
Please don't. My wife will kill you.
I will kill me. I ain't bringing that bad juju anywhere.
That's what I've been dealing with. And the thing is like, it's not like there's a timeline of events. It's just random. Like, the batteries dying on the thing was like at least a year after the key situation. The key situation was just out of nowhere. It didn't make sense. One time I locked my keys in my car, had to wait on somebody to come unlock it. I locked them in my trunk. So if you lock your keys in your trunk and they pop your doors open and you click the unlock button, it don't unlock the door because the thing's trying to break in. So, like, I feel stupid as shit for not knowing this. I didn't know you could just pull the seats down. Like, I thought you had to pull a lever from the back.
Yeah, there's like 2 little clips. It was in a car, right?
Yeah, you just pull the seat.
There was no button you had to press to pull down? You just pull it straight.
Yeah, off. I thought it was going to be like the pull thing for safety for the inside. No, you just pull the seat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 30 minutes later, I finally figured I could get my key. I was so pissed. I was so fucking pissed. That wasn't paranormal. That was just pure stupidity.
Is there anything else weird going on?
My mom claims if you tell it you're not scared, that you would like to go with it, whatever. That it basically, this is my house, not yours. I've heard it going both ways. I'm going to get punched by a ghost. He's going to think I'm a chump.
Yeah, or you're going to run out of your house screaming.
Yeah, you might be right. I did say that, though. One time something happened, and I was like, I did say those words. I said, you don't run the show. This is my fucking place. And, like, I ended it at that. Like, I feel so dumb.
Did my house.
I feel so dumb admitting that, but, yeah, I did do that one time. Because I was alone by myself at night. It was, like, 11. And I just didn't have time for that bullshit. So, I just said that. But, yeah.
So, is she seeing anything else?
Not that. It was that one time.
It was just the one thing.
Yeah. Sometimes she does end up uncovered. See, this is, I do not like. Before she ever saw anything, there are some times where she ends up uncovered. But so far away that it's like something pulled the covers. So, like if she kicked the cover, you would imagine the end of the blanket would be on her feet. No, she's a motherfucker all the way on the other side of the bed. And so then I go in there and cover her up because she's crying because she's cold. I don't think this one's paranormal, but this one was just funny as shit. I usually put pillows on the side of her bed, so if she rolls out, she hits a pillow.
Can your house be our first ghost hunter kind of thing?
If something bad happens again, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So
I really want to go get one of those voice boxes and just like set it up.
Oh, you can do that on your phone. Isn't
that? I want an actual recorder, though.
It's supposed to be really good.
I mean, we could use this too. I mean, fuck, that's even got a... I mean, no, we kind of need... Well, we got phones.
Yeah.
We could just set that up in our room.
She, this afternoon, I specifically just forgot to put the pillows by her bed.
Yeah.
She rolled out of bed, hit it like a hammer. She hit the floor, like, hard. It goes, doom. And I, like, so I checked the... So,
when the covers are pulled off of her, it's not like she's, like, kicked them off and they've come off. It's like...
It don't seem like it. Off. It just seems like they're just off of her completely. It's so weird. It's happened like, 3 times.
Like, there's no indication she's, like, just kicking them off?
She could be. She very well could be, and then she gets comfortable again.
Is it often?
No. It's just been random.
Okay.
So, there are 2 things that are not random. We'll get back to that in a minute. But this one was just funny. When she falls out of the bed, she hits. I look at the monitor. She's already standing up. She's sleepwalking at this point. Mm. No, this wasn't a nap. This was nighttime. I remember it was 2 in the morning. So she's walking to the wall. She's carrying her blanket.
Mm-hmm.
She's pushing her blanket to the wall. Like she's trying to hang it up like a coat. And so when she pushes on the wall and it falls, she leans down, she picks it up, and she does it again. And then she's holding it there. So I walk in there and her eyes are closed. And I'm like, and I say, Em, what are you doing? And she said, sleepy. I'm sleepy. So I was like, I walked her back to her bed. I got her back in bed. Immediately out. Like, she didn't know what the hell was going on. The things that happen, the monitor will stop working sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's not like forever. I don't have to like go reset it. It'll just like lose connection.
Yeah.
It seems to always happen at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. So like you're beep, beep, beep. And then you look at it and the monitor's like not working for a half second. So it has to reboot and all that bullshit.
Is it updating or anything?
No, it's just losing connection. Always at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Now, it's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Always. It's like January, it might be 4 nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
February, it might be 2, maybe 3, and then it'll skip a week and it'll happen again.
Okay.
So it's like it's coming and going. Sometimes, what was I going to say? There's one other thing that happens specifically that I can't explain. I'm trying to remember. We'll have to get back to it. Her room never gets cold.
Yeah.
Like it never, like I've always been waiting on the day that I look at it and it says 40 degrees because mm-hmm. her little monitor has a thermostat. So that's never happened yet. I've never seen anything moving in there. I haven't seen like no shadow figures. Sometimes it'll adjust its light setting.
Yeah.
Like it'll click, like somebody turned a flashlight on it, mm-hmm. but there's nothing ever in there. I never see orbs.
Is there any, have you looked into reviews and see if anyone else has those issues?
I need to now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out for sure.
Because one thing, if we did want to do, like an overnight thing at your house, what we could do.
I just feel like not enough has happened yet.
I know, I'm saying, like, what we can do is I can find the IP address and everything for it,
mm-hmm.
and then I can just ping it nonstop and see when it goes down.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Or if it goes down, and how long it's down for.
Watch it not go down.
And then, like, and if we have that set up, then that gives me, like, the perfect, like, okay, it went down at this time.
I do notice that it always goes down, like, constantly during the daytime.
Yeah.
But I chalk that up as, I genuinely don't fucking know. Maybe it's because we got our cell phones running and the Xbox going and the Wi-Fi and all of the crazy shit. Because at night, you know, there's a lot less electronics running.
Yeah.
Because she'll have, like, Alexa running with music in the background, the TV's on, all these other crazy things. Makes sense for that, so I usually just turn it off in the daytime. But, yeah. She saw that thing. We heard what we heard. I was cold as hell. What was I going to say? It goes down specifically at certain times. And that even happened at the old house. It happened at the old house more than it happens at the new one. I remember it happened at the old house one time. It was every night for like 3 solid months when we first got it. And I hated the monitor. So to make it stop, we just moved the monitor closer to it.
Yeah.
And it seemed to cut down less, but it would still happen. Because in between that was 2 walls. Now there's like 15 walls in between it. It happens less at this house, though. This house seems less active. I can tell you that much.
So is there any, like, could anything be, like, super old from your old house that you brought with you?
No, it's just the house is old.
Oh, the one you live in now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think anything that we have, like, that's like a keepsake is old.
You didn't bring any, like, antiques or anything?
No, nothing, Noah.
Okay.
Nothing that didn't already belong to family, you know, that we just got. Like, I got a coat from my grandma. She passed. I got a coat from my grandpa. Just, you know, random shit like that.
Yeah.
But those are going to be good things. Like, right. Let me tell you, my grandma was completely fucking harmless. So, I don't know. I don't have any, like, divot boxes or blades that I shouldn't own. The skull of an Indian or something. I don't have nothing like that.
Let me know when poltergeist shit starts happening.
I'm waiting on it. I feel like I do remember something falling one time. I can't remember what it was. So I don't want to tell the story because I genuinely don't remember if we was able to like debunk it, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But nothing like major. Like I haven't walked in like tables flipped. Nothing crazy. I'm just scared that I'm going to see something one day because I bought the house.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wait 2 years or you got to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to wait 2 years. Can you imagine having to live with 2 years? There's a house in my neighborhood, not my neighborhood, in my town that when it's up for sale right now, when the people bought it, they have like a, I guess you call it a website, but it's more like a forum where you can post like about haunted houses.
Yeah.
It's like this whole page where all of the people who have lived there have continued to update the weird things that happen in the house. When you buy the house, you have to sign paperwork that states that you know the house is haunted.
That's cool as fuck.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy.
It's crazy, but that's cool as fuck.
The kids see this spirit of a woman that likes to play. She specifically has yellow and like a yellow dress.
Yeah.
And some kind of hat. The lady who lives there now who posted the house for sale, she has found one photo. The ghost's name is Sarah, is what the kids say. But she has found a photo of a woman who used to live there who is wearing the yellow and has a specific hat that they talked about.
Yeah.
Her name's not Sarah. It's like Jean or something crazy. It's like a really old name.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know why.
Jan.
They don't know why the name don't match. But that does happen. They say there is poltergeist stuff in their house. I don't think they're up for like ghost adventures in it. But they do have a whole article about the crazy things that happens. She says she feels like she's watched
all
the time.
So it's for sale now?
Yeah, it was as of like a month ago. Can't say if somebody's already bought it.
We need to ask the realtor.
I know everybody wants a haunted house until it's time to buy a haunted house, and they're like, you know, I'm not gonna buy
it. Yeah, I don't want to buy one.
Fuck no.
I just want to go visit it.
I'm gonna be mad if they the people that lived there before knew mine was
active that and didn't say nothing. Suck.
I feel like it should be a law.
What? If you experience anything fucked up,
no doubt
you have to tell the next owner.
We thought something weird was happening because we have lights outside that are on timers, so they won't turn on unless it's like 6 p.m. or later.
Yeah.
And they're motion censored. They were turning on a lot, but one of them gets triggered by bugs. And another one, there's always a cat. All week this week, I finally found the cat. Every time the light comes on, I look out there. He's just sitting there perched up, just triggering a light. Wakes us up because it's like really bright next to our window. Nicole was like, who's messing with the house? Somebody's out there trying to get us. Yeah, fucking cat. So,
damn.
Yeah. Anything else happens, we're totally going to update this.
Please.
Pray nothing else happens.
Yeah. Have y'all scheduled her to come out yet, or are you just talking to her?
Nah, we're just really good friends with her. She'll just be like, hey, can you come out today, or whatever. Like, my wife works with her. We go to her house all the time. They're really big into the paranormal stuff.
Oh, we need to have them on.
She is. Or I feel like her. I feel like if anybody's house could be haunted, hers is haunted.
Yeah, I'm waiting for shit to happen here.
You know, I feel like it could. I'm surprised it hasn't.
Yeah. I heard, I was sleeping in the living room the other night because I was up late editing Colin's episode. And I was just exhausted. I went to walk in here and the baby's just like sprawled out all over the bed. And I was like, I'm not fucking with that. I'm going. I'll just sleep in the living room.
Yeah, I've been waiting to see mine just floating.
Yeah.
Either not in the bed, standing up for some odd reason. You ever seen the video of the toddler that was standing? The toddler was in a crib, but it's on it's recorded. This toddler ended up balancing on the wall of the crib and just standing there.
That's
fucking and then like crazy. The man ran in there and caught the baby. Like as he opened the door, the baby was no longer balanced. You could see it was being held.
Yeah.
And then he caught the baby.
Oh, no, we're gonna have to look at that here in a minute.
I don't think he might not have caught the baby. I think the baby actually fell into the crib and started crying. But yeah, it's a wild video.
We're gonna have to watch that.
It's definitely it makes me freak out because like I was always afraid that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
But
no, I was laying in the living room on the couch, and we have those two stupid pet rats now, and they would not shut the fuck up. They were running, squeaking, and everything, and I was like, oh my god, I can't fucking sleep. And then, you know, it started getting louder, and then it like started like above me, and I was like, what the fuck? And then they stopped, and then you could just hear like just all through the roof of the living room. And then it would stop. And
so you got stuff in your attic?
It's not the attic because that's it was a add-on.
Uh-huh.
So it's just that and then the drop ceiling that's there.
So but it's enclosed.
Yeah.
You probably just got squirrels.
It's probably a fucking squirrel, but it freaked me the fuck out.
Let me tell you.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
A squirrel in your attic will drive you fucking crazy because they will only scratch wood at night.
Yes.
I had one at my mom's house and when I was a teenager and... My house was in the front corner, and that motherfucker stayed in the corner, and that's where my bed was. So, like, he would just scratch the wood all fucking night from, like, midnight to when I woke up, and it just drove me fucking crazy. So, if I didn't happen to fall asleep in time, I was going to hear him, and it would piss me off. Like, if he punched it, it would stop for 20 minutes, and then get back to it. Like Ratatouille.
Yeah. Motherfucker. So, probably going to go buy a pellet gun.
And just start blasting the ceiling. Just pow, 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 pow.
No, I'll probably rip that fucking ceiling down.
Get you a 10 gauge. Just poof, like you're going to knock out a big hole in the ceiling.
It's going to knock a hole in the tin roof also.
Yeah. That's the point.
It already leaks in there. I don't need it. I don't need to put giant tub. Like, I don't need... Fuck, what's it? Like a horse trout thing.
Trough?
Troughed. Thank you. I don't need to put a trough in my living room to catch fucking water when it rains.
You'll be all right. You'll be okay.
Just read it.
It'll be like a home, like a natural shower. Oh, it's raining. It's time to shower. Just stand underneath.
It already does that in our living room.
That sucks. That sucks so bad.
Because it's not sealed perfectly from the actual roof to our... It was after the first hurricane we had when we lived here, because it used to never leak, and then after the first one, it just started leaking. They came in, one of the panels was, like, some of the screws got pulled up, so they bolted it back down, and it was fine until right before Sally and Zeta, and then it started leaking again.
Hey guys, this is Tim from J&T Unsolved. J&T Unsolved is brought to you by Anchor. You can find us on all of your favorite podcast apps. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Live shows every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central. We will see you again next week. And remember, question everything.